tips for running a successful commercial cleaning business. A commercial cleaning business can be an extremely profitable business to run. There is a very big demand for this type of business, and this comes with many benefits. There are franchises that will teach you to run your own business. But many people start off working for someone, learning the tricks of the trade and then striking out on their own. Most entrepreneurs get into this business because of the low cost of entry. You just require a business license, the right training and the right equipment. This is also one of the few businesses that word of mouth can really help you grow your business. There are many cleaning companies out there, but a good cleaning service is hard to find. I found the ladies that keep our building sparkling clean from a real estate broker friend of mine. They do such a good job on her rentals that she recommends them to everyone. Then websites like Angie's List and Yelp can really help your business grow. Why you need a website? It is wise to create a website. When you create a website, make it sufficiently professional in order to show your prospective clients that your business is reliable. Make sure you have your testimonials page and an online scheduler. Make sure you have a way to capture your client's email and offer coupons and discounts as a way to get their email. It's also a great way to send out last minute availability. One of our clients that we helped get a truck and the truck-mounted carpet cleaning machine sends out emails when she has a cancellation. She offers a discount if you take over the canceled booking. Pricing your services. You want to price your services competitively, but you should also make sure when you price your business that you are comparing like services. We have had maid services here at the office that came with really cheap equipment. It would take several passes over the carpet to get the carpet cleaning. And consequentially, it took them twice as long to clean the office. The second time they came, they called to see if I could bring a vacuum from my home. Needless to say, we canceled their service. And even though the service we now use is about $75 more expensive, it's well worth the money. The moral of this little story is that you are not competing against that first service. They are cheap, and they provide a poor service. When creating your pricing, make sure the service you are comparing is using the same quality of equipment. What kind of cleaning solution do they use? How many cleaners come to the location? It is your responsibility to make your prices clear to your clients as well as the kind of service which this price will cater for. In case you are not comfortable yet in fixing prices, you should carry out extra research and acquire a great marketing plan. Next, you should think of your taxes and expenses. As you grow, will you open an office? Price your services with growth and expansion in mind. Build a great reputation. As we told you before, if you have the reputation for doing good work, you will always be busy. Make sure you provide a great service. Get the best equipment so that you can give high quality work. Be quick to respond to any problems your clients may have. In commercial cleaning, you should have a contract that clearly states what services you will be providing and when. If you are doing residential cleaning, it can get a little tricky. Make it a point to go out and see the home before giving a price. Some people price on SQ footage or number of rooms and bathrooms. But if you price that way, you can walk into some really bad situations. If the house is in such a state that you can't clean it in a timely manner, don't be afraid to renegotiate the terms. For more tips on starting a cleaning service business, visit www.newhorizon.org.